Welcome. Are you ready to take a journey with me into knowledge, enlightenment, and discovery? Then let's journey again together. This is your host, Rebecca Jernigan, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Journeys. Well, today we're going to kind of mix it up. We're going to have a little different kind of a show this afternoon. It's also going to be a fun mix. First of all, as I actually have some emails, I'm not always the best in getting those out promptly, but I do have a few of those emails to answer. I'm going to do that right on air. And a few of my comments today on the present state of our world, our future, as a whole. And later in the show, we're also going to revisit a past interview. Now, this interview is going to kind of tie in with all the other things that we will be talking about today. We're just going to have some fun today. Now, what I'd really like, though, for this show to be, besides just kind of a fun show, is a catalyst for you guys to write me. Now, that's whether you can ask me a question, you want to make a comment, or just to say hi. Some of the things that I would like you to think about is maybe you've had a paranormal experience. Have you? Have you had a paranormal experience? Or maybe an encounter with a UFO, a spirit entity, anything of that nature, something unusual, an out-of-body experience, near-death experience, and how it changed your life? Well, if so, write me. Share your experience with your fellow listeners. Anonymity is okay. You know, I used to just give initials or a first name, so you don't have to worry about being exposed if that's an issue, which it can be. I understand that. So here's the email address, mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. Again, mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. So take the opportunity right now while you're thinking about it and write me. And if you didn't happen to get that address, you can also visit the website. That's journeyswithrebecca.com, and there you'll find the quick link to my email address. Now let's talk a little bit about yesterday's show with Nancy Miller Ogren. Absolutely a fabulous show. She's my resident astrologer. One of the things that is kind of interesting about Nancy's and mine relationship is that it started out as I was looking for an astrologer to be on the show years ago when I first started up. And I went through a couple of them, and they just didn't seem to work out very well. And Nancy and I have actually, through the years, have grown to have quite a wonderful working relationship. She's knowledgeable. She's interesting. She's funny. She's down to earth. And she's extraordinarily gifted. So I invite you to go to her website. That's nancymillerogren.com. And check out all those links that she has there, all that information, all the books that she has available. We're going to be having her back on it in the next couple of weeks again, and she will also going to be available when we go live to do live call-ins for your astrology readings. Now, you know, I also have some very interesting guests coming up in the next couple of weeks. William Constantine, he's an international spirit medium, a very young gentleman, very fascinating. Also, Dr. Bauman. The Henleys. Now, the Henleys have been previous on Journeys with Rebecca. They're a wonderful, loving couple who share their spiritual messages with everyone. We're also going to have some additional previous guests back on to share updates with us. Tons of exciting new guests, old guests, topics. But here is your chance now to also email me your guest suggestion by writing to guest@journeyswithrebecca.com. You know, I say it before, and I'll say it periodically, this show was created for you, for the people, as a forum to have a place where you could explore. And that's what we try to do here at Journeys with Rebecca, is explore and talk about the paranormal, metaphysics, UFOs, alternative healing practices, spirituality, astrology, ancient knowledge and ways. Well, you know, okay, you get the picture. You know, I always look forward to your emails with your questions, your comments, and suggestions. So I'm going to await your messages until next week's show. Okay, before we go on, just a quick update. We're going to be talking a little bit about the state of affairs. We're going to have a couple of interesting news stories, as well as revisit a past guest right here today on Journeys with Rebecca. So don't go away, and we're going to be right back.
Fate magazine is dedicated to the scientific method, to calm analysis of the known and the unknown. It is a magazine for the logical man, the religious man, for the doubtful man, for the observing man, and above all, for the man who wants to know the answers to those greatest of all questions. Why was I born? Where am I going? Who and what am I? You might call Fate a cosmic reporter. Log on to www.fatemag.com.
I love my coffee. And during every Journeys with Rebecca radio show, I'm sipping on a big cup of my favorite coffee. You know, everyone who knows me knows how much I love my coffee. And I'm always drinking it from my super-sized Journeys logo coffee mug. It's a hefty 15-ounce ceramic mug, large, easy-grip handle, with the logo of Journeys with Rebecca emblazoned on the side. You know, it really is a beautiful cup. So join me with a big cup of Java and some wonderful conversation. You can find this special item at my web store. And for a limited time and for a very special price of only $16.99. So go to my website, journeyswithrebecca.com, and click on the web store link. Now that's like a good cup of coffee.
There's a resort called Give Kids the World where children with life-threatening illnesses can fill their week with pure joy. Kids and their families indulge in simple pleasures like swimming, visiting local Orlando theme parks, and eating unlimited ice cream, all for free. Call 800-995-KIDS or visit the Give Kids the World website at gktw.org and help give them a time to remember. Brought to you by Give Kids the World and the Ad Council.
Email Rebecca with your comments to mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca. Quick reminder to schedule your personal private reading with me. You can call 888-95-TAROT. That's 888-958-2768. And also, for those of you who've not maybe scanned or searched or whatever my web site, I also am teaching Reiki classes right here in the Kansas City area. I'm also available for those out of town. So please visit the Reiki page. You'll get to the link right there on the front of it, and it will give you all that information. But as I promised, we're going to get into a couple of the emails that I've received. Now remember, you can send your question in to mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. Now this one is from Katie. Katie writes, she wrote me I think about 10 days ago. She says, "Hi, I'm a 23-year-old girl who keeps having visions at night of a man who I am meant to meet. I was wondering whether you can sense if he's real or if I'm just making him up in my imagination. Many thanks, Katie." This is a very, very good email question, and the reason is because there's many people out here who have these types of experiences. So as I'm telling you the information for Katie, I want you to try to maybe apply it to your own dreams that you might have had that have been same or similar. Here goes. This is one of those types of dreams that is more real than just an ordinary dream. It is the man that you're supposed to meet, but I need to advise you that the next time you dream of him, look at it from the perspective of his spirit, attitude, emotions, etc. If you're able to see his face or features, please be aware that some of them may not be what you're wanting, but rather that is of his spirit and energy. I feel you're being given these visions of him to give you excitement and faith that someday soon enough he will arrive, and not to look at just him but rather feel him, and you will know when you're actually going to meet him and that he's the one when you actually meet him. Now, let me give a little bit more clarification for Katie and for those of you out there who may have had a similar dream. Our dream time gives us information. She's been dreaming of this man. She sees his face. She sees what he looks like. That isn't always how it translates into this reality, into our physical world. So that's why I tell people, instead of looking at him as a physical thing, feel the attitude, sense the spirit, sense the height, just sense about him or her, as the case may be. I hear somebody out there saying that. So sense that, because that's how you're going to know if this is the person that you're going to meet. It doesn't always necessarily mean, by the way, this is a love connection. It could simply mean somebody that you're supposed to meet because there's something of good work or good things that you have to do together. And I hope that helps not only Katie, but any of those out there who may have had same or similar dreams. Okay, my next one is from Julia. And Julia says, I just found you on the BBS and look forward to tuning in. Thanks. My question is, can you see an awakening experience for a person? It is my desire to wake up and remember who I am and my connection to God, Source, Creator. Not in a think way, but in a know way. Is this something that you can see for me? Thank you, Julia. This is a really great question. I'm really thrilled with the emails that I'm getting. Now, for Julia, it's really great that you've written, and what a wonderful topic to ask about. Thank you for tuning in to Journeys with Rebecca radio show right here on BBS. Now, to your question. Yes, I can see events like this for people, although I cannot see the personal information that is being given. I can sense a different type of energy that becomes present when people are going or have had a spiritual event take place. These are usually life-altering and strong at the time of the experience. Now for you, Julia, because you wish this for yourself and because I feel that you're ready, the catalyst for this event is not too far off. I feel like that when you least expect it, you will be given an opportunity for exploration into the world you have asked for. You will feel this experience, and then you will know this experience for what it is. I'm excited to report to you that this will only be the beginning of a series of experiences as you find and will meet a teacher, mentor, who will walk you through some of the steps for you to arrive at your own personal destination. Ultimately, you are in charge of how and when this will happen for you. Do not try to fill yourself up all in the beginning, though. I have a feeling you're like a sponge, so don't get too soaked up. So please let me know, Julie, if there's anything else I can do for you. And I honestly thank you very much for listening to the Journeys with Rebecca radio show. You know, that's some of these emails that I've been getting have just been absolutely phenomenal in their content, and they have changed so much through the years. It's just an indication of what's going on in our world. So again, if you have any questions that you wish to ask me, please don't hesitate to email me. Now, getting on to the next part of this. I go to different websites and I seek alternative information for different topics and things like that. And today I visited a website called unexplainedmysteries.com. And under the heading, if you will, of metaphysics and psychology, I found an article that I found was very poignant that I think we need to talk about. And it's called Engineering Financial Abundance. And this was posted on Monday, April 17th. It's a fascinating new device from the people at Life Technology Research International. It's something everyone could do with. The Ultra Advanced Psychotronic Money Magnet. It's a device which can replace negative subconscious beliefs with positive ones, inducing a state of mind in which the making of money and wealth becomes more probable. Ultimately, it is the subconscious which holds the key to our life experience. It is widely recognized in the field of psychology that the subconscious is the secret doorway to our dreams, desires, and expectations. Unfortunately, most people are unaware of how their subconscious mind directs their lives and are powerless to change their learned and inherent expectations. To address this particular problem, Life Technology introduced the Ultra Advanced Psychotronic Money Magnet in order to effectively reprogram the subconscious mind of the user. Unlike subliminal hypnosis, NLP, or emotional freedom technique, this new method is 100% effective at getting the messages accepted on all levels of the mind. The ultra-advanced psychotronic money magnet utilizes the state-of-the-art psychotronic technology to access the subconscious mind of the user. You getting all of this, guys? Are you listening to what it's saying here? Okay. Let's go on. This method is so effective that it ensures that the positive suggestions regarding financial abundance are accepted at all levels of the user's mind. The new positive and financially abundant subconscious program becomes the overriding program in the user's subconscious mind and ultimately becomes their automatic mindset. The ultra-advanced psychotronic money magnet facilitates the upgrading and replacing of negative subconscious beliefs with positive ones. The ultra-advanced psychotronic money magnet is so powerful, in fact, that it will override the belief system of the most hardened skeptic and will reverse the mindset of the most pessimistic belief system. The ultra-advanced psychotronic money magnet will naturally induce a theta state in the user's mind as it alters reality to make money, wealth, abundance, affluence, etc. more probable. Okay, so here's my question. What's wrong with this picture? You know, I think it's great that they've come up with something that will help to maybe help people get through different problems, blocks, and obstacles. However, this sounds very much more like a mind control. When I first read this, I was absolutely blown away. Because what this program can do, I'm not saying it will do it, what it can do, however, as I look at this, is to actually maybe change the course of what we were supposed to be doing. As an example, maybe you're a pharmacist, or maybe you're a teacher, or maybe you're a manager in a retail store. Some of these occupations obviously don't make a whole lot of money. Matter of fact, I think some of the more important occupations don't make enough money. So we're going to use this ultrasonic, the ultrasonic, ultra-advanced psychotronic money magnet. We're going to reformulate our ideas of making money, and we now get out of, or perhaps do something different along our life path to alter what we have been doing most of our lives. I just have a problem with that. I don't know if anybody else out there does. I think it could have some very good applications. I don't say that it's some kind of an evil device or anything like that, but I do think that there could be some major issues involved when you have somebody in there going into your subconscious mind and changing who you are or what you have done. So, as we look at this device, and again, I have to look up the name of it, the Ultra Advanced Psychotronic Money Magnet, I think we need to probably take a look at its applications. As within anything, I don't care what it is, there's good points and there's bad points, but I would certainly advise a user or somebody who was going to think about it to really think about what their life path is, and is if we were all meant to be like, you know, when it was a Bill Gates kind of wealthy, I'm not sure what that would do to our society as a whole. So that's just my 2 cents worth in regards to that. So, oh, and you know, one of the other things that we were going to talk about today, too, I was going to mention kind of briefly here, was kind of the state of the world. I want you all to pay attention. We've had prophets and prophecies that's come up with many people. There's been many, many people coming up and talking to us about these earth changes that are coming forward, and about all the different events. We need to start looking at these events not as a negative, but as a all part of the change. And again, I urge you to go and listen to Nancy Miller Ogren's, my interview with her from yesterday. We speak a little bit on that, about what is really going on. Also urge you to look at Walter Cruttenden's work, one of my interviews that I had with him. You can get him on the archive, because that's a very fabulous, fabulous information as to what's coming up and why the world is in the state that it's in. Pay attention, but honor what feels right to you, and if it doesn't feel right, please don't get caught up in all the hysteria of it either. Now, again, mailbag at journeyswithrebecca.com, and don't forget, you can schedule your personal private reading with me by calling 888-958-2768, and don't go away, and we'll be right back with more of Journeys with Rebecca.
For the people in our military, it's a time of sacrifice and duty. That's why all 4 military aid societies have joined together to form the Armed Forces Relief Trust to help military families cope with financial and medical emergencies at home. With so many serving overseas, the need is greater than ever. You can learn more and donate at www.afrtrust.org. A message from the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Have you heard something go bump in the night? Or seen little green men? Or maybe had a late night conversation with Einstein? It doesn't matter. Paranormal, UFOs, angels, or any other strange phenomena. Then email her at Rebecca@journeyswithrebecca.com and let us hear your stories of the strange and unusual today.
Hi, this is Rebecca. This is the place where your journey begins. Is your career or business headed in the right direction? Is your love life all it can be, or is it missing something? Perhaps you're still looking for that someone special. And those closest to you, will what they do influence or affect you? For truthful, accurate, and compassionate answers to your unique life's journey, contact me by calling 1-888-958-2768 to schedule your personal and private reading. Where will your life's journey take you?
Don't forget to find out where your life's journey will lead you. Call Rebecca to set up your personal and private reading at 1-888-958-2768. That's 1-888-958-2768.
Now, an encore presentation of Journeys with Rebecca.
Welcome back. We are here tonight. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca. And our very special guest tonight is Dreamwalker. And we've introduced you a little bit to him in the first segment about the fact that he does dream interpretations as well as rune readings. And I would like to welcome him now to the show. Welcome, Stephen.
Well, thank you for having me on your show, Rebecca.
Oh, well, you know, I tell you, this has just been kind of a fun little ordeal here that you and I have had to go through. We've actually had to do this interview a couple times. I just want to let the audience know out there. A little technical difficulties.
Yes, absolutely, with the phone lines, basically.
Absolutely, but, you know, we're getting it to them, and I think they're just going to absolutely enjoy this show. But, you know, I think the audience would like to know is a little bit is how did you actually get started doing dream interpretations? You know, you call yourself a master dream interpreter. Maybe you could go through that scenario a little bit and get everybody up to speed on that.
All right, excellent. It all began when I was studying the Seth material that was channeled by Jane Roberts, and she wrote her books from 1970 to 1984. And Seth was this energy essence personality that she channeled, and Seth came through with all this wonderful information that I personally resonate with. Anyway, to make a long story short, it was suggested that I start keeping a dream journal, so I did that. And I started doing my own dream interpretation and immediately found that it came very easy for me, came quickly, and I understood the symbols and the meaning and what was happening in the dream. And then as time went on, I combined my dream journal with my daily journal, which my daughter calls a lot of mundane stuff, but I found out that the dreams, the interpretations of the dreams, were playing out in my waking reality. And I figured that if this was happening to me, then it was also happening to other people. And then later on, it just I started doing readings for other people, and then it basically blew up from there. And I started doing psychic fairs and radio shows and things like that.
Well, you know, I know that you have relayed to me a particular dream that really caused you to stop and think about, you know, what you were doing, and it really was, for lack of a better way of saying it, an awakening. It was your starting point from, you know, you talked about the Seth material, you talked about the journaling, and all of that brought you into that moment when you had that dream.
Yes.
Years ago, and I think that would be real interesting for people to hear about that.
All right, it's a short little dream, but basically it had a huge impact, and I think that this explains to people that even, you know, a small part of a dream can contain a great deal of information, and a lot of the time there's precognitive information there or information about the future, and if you're paying attention to your dreams, you can utilize this information. The dream itself was I was down in Westport in Kansas City. There was a tornado coming at me, and I couldn't get away from the tornado, but I knew that everything was going to work out all right. after doing the dream interpretation, I was waiting for this tornado, this disruption, to come into my waking reality. And I didn't know how it was going to show itself, but I definitely felt that it was going to show up. At the time, I was running a welding shop, and 3 days later, the vice president of the company calls me into his office and commences to tell me that he's going to lay me off. And immediately, that dream came back to me. And I knew in that moment, while he's talking to me about this, that the rest of the dream was going to play out, that I couldn't get out of this situation. I was not in any danger because they were going to have to pay me unemployment. And from that, it made me respond differently to the situation than I think I would have if I hadn't had the information from the dream ahead of time. So at the time, I said, you know, I was fine with that. And actually, while I was off work and unemployed, that's when I started Dreamwalker up officially and started doing dream interpretations and setting up scheduling psychic fairs, things like that.
Well, you know, let's talk a little bit about, you were talking about your dream and about the tornado. I think what a lot of people, probably they're a huge misconception, if you will, about dreams is that if you're dreaming about a tornado, or you're dreaming about death as an example, or you're dreaming about being in a car accident, that most people have a tendency to take their dreams as a literal translation.
Right.
You know, that I'm going to be in this tornado, or that I'm going to be involved in this car accident.
Right.
And I think this might be a good place for us to talk about the fact that dreams usually aren't literal in their translation. Usually.
Usually they're not. And now I have run into people over the years that their dreams do come into their waking reality, and they are literal. But it's a very small percentage of the time. For instance, when you were talking about the tornado, the tornado has a lot of different possibilities as far as the symbology is concerned. But for the most part, I would call it an archetype, because most people are going to experience tornadoes in the same way, that there's going to be some destruction. You know, something's some definite disruption to be dealt with here. But like I said, usually you have to see it after the fact, before you realize and can put a finger on what that disruption was. In this particular case, I was looking for the tornado to come in, and because of that, I was able to utilize the information and realize in the moment what was going on. But dream symbology, like you said about death, about 90% of the time, death in dreams just means something in your life is coming to completion. And that will either be a relationship, at least in my experience, it'll be a relationship or a job situation. So that kind of gets it down to brass tacks right there. And you can look at your life then and say, okay, which area am I having a difficult time with? Is it a personal relationship, or is it my job situation? And then you can take that information from there and utilize it to, you know, to benefit you.
Absolutely. And, you know, the other thing is I know that there's a lot of dream books out there that will try to interpret your dreams for you. They also give you a lot of different definitions of dreams, such as nightmares, lucid dreaming, waking dreams, recurring dreams. Now, that's one of my favorite themes right there, is recurring, waking, and lucid dreaming.
Absolutely.
You know, that happens to me quite a lot. And I think this might be a good time maybe to, you know, maybe define those just a little bit more. What truly is a nightmare? Because people have a lot of misconception about what nightmares are.
Right. First of all, a nightmare is in a category kind of on its own, so to speak, and a nightmare is going to talk about what it is that we fear most in our life at that particular time. So the timing of the dream is important. If you had the dream last night and it was a fresh dream, as what I call a fresh dream, then that means you're going to be dealing with the issues in the dream probably within the next 48 hours. That's not, you know, written in stone or anything like that, but for the most part, that's how these things are going to play out pretty quickly in your life. If we're talking about recurring dreams, these are dreams that you've had probably in your past, maybe even in your childhood, and the dream symbology that you're dealing with there, the same issues that you were dealing with in the past is cycling back through your life again. And by being aware of the meaning of the dream and what you were dealing with before, it can tell you what issues you're dealing with now in your life and make things a little bit more simple for you.
Well, and I agree. I think once a person goes in and has that nightmare thing, defined for them when they actually can understand it. I know that I've had a few of them, when I was younger. I haven't had any in many, many years, but it's because I don't look at them as nightmares. I look at them as something that needs to be looked at, defined, acknowledged, and then they go away.
Exactly. And I have found out that that works with most dreams, that once the message is delivered, the dream goes away. Now, with nightmares in particular, I've had a couple of different experiences. First of all, the dream will either go away, like I said, or it will dissipate. I was working with a young man about 20 years old, and he had been having nightmares, and this is a pretty common nightmare. He was, in a dark place, and he was being chased by a monster. So I did a dream interpretation for him, and then I talked to him the next week after that, and I said, "So what's been happening with your dreams?" And he said, "Well, I had that same recurring dream, but this time when I turned around, there was a man chasing me. It wasn't a monster anymore, it was a man." So it's kind of dissipated a little bit. He still had fears around this. And at the time, it didn't take long for us to figure out that the man represented in the dream was his father. And then the next time, I talked to him about a week later after that, asking once again about his dreams, and he told me that this time he had the same dream theme, but when he turned around, there were puppies chasing him. So, needless to say, the fear was gone.
Yeah, nothing scary about that.
The dream, no, he had no problem with the puppies. So that kind of gives you an idea that dreams will either dissipate or they'll just go away.
That's a really cute story. I like that dream. I like the way that he worked through that. That's wonderful.
I did too.
Little puppies. Now, the next thing that I wanted to kind of share with you is because I've had this recurring dream, and it's certainly not a negative recurring dream, but it certainly is a theme that has been played out. And it's interesting, I just had it a few weeks ago. And when I was having this dream, during the time I was dreaming it, I knew that it was a recurring dream.
Mm-hmm.
And then I became more aware, so I was having a lucid dream on top of it, because while I was letting the dream play out, I was actually standing back watching it as opposed to being a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Once I recognized it being this recurring dream. And I'm in this grocery store, and as I was telling a friend of mine about the physical aspects of this grocery store, she told me that it looked like it was one that you would find in Europe because of the way that it was built and laid out. And, of course, I've never been to Europe, so I have to kind of go with that because I know that I've never been in a grocery store like this at all.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I walk in there, it's always a bright, sunshiny day. And this time I happen to be in there, and there's always these two aisles that I go down. Now, these two aisles usually have what I call the sale items, and I'm always in there for a specific reason when I go shopping in this grocery store.
All right.
And I'm down this aisle, and I'm looking. They have cheese on sale. They have white cheese, yellow cheese. And it's interesting because they're on these shelves, and the cheese is stored in glass jars, clear glass jars, like a little candy dish almost. And I know I was looking at it, and there was a whole bunch of people down the aisle when I first got there. And they didn't have but just a few choices left. And I was like, okay, well, they didn't have what I wanted, but I like this cheese, so I'm going to take this little bit of white cheese here, and I'll take that with me. And then I went to the next aisle, which is the other one that changes. Nothing else changes in the store but these two aisles. And then I went to the next aisle that was all filled with candles, all different colors of candles and all different types. And I picked up a couple of candles and took it with me. Then as I'm moving through the store, I always end up going back to the fresh meat counter, and then I always go back to the frozen food counter. And then I go back up to the checkout. Now, I noticed when I was in this checkout aisle that just before I got ready to get to the checkout aisle, there was a lot of people standing in line waiting to check out. And then as I moved up forward, then everybody was already checked out, and I just walked right in and paid for my groceries or my items. And they're always so very pleasant, very polite people, always willing to be very helpful. That's kind of the whole dream theme right there, is that I always have a really good experience. Even though I didn't get the cheese that I wanted, I still always have a really nice experience when I go through there. But that's kind of this recurring dream, but the only thing that changes is those two aisles on what I'm looking for.
All right, excellent. We'll start off with, in the beginning here, you're in a grocery store, and when we go to a grocery store, we have choices to make. Choices about brand names, but choices about what we want to do. So it's all about choices to be made. and these choices are coming up in your life. And once again, like you said before, these might not necessarily have anything to do with groceries, okay? Now, you're in a European store, according to this friend of yours, and this is talking about being kind of on foreign ground here with whatever the issue is that you're dealing with. You're a little bit on foreign ground here. Then there were two aisles. Now, the number two, it talks about relationship issues, all right, because simply because number two, it takes two to tango, so to speak. And it was the in this aisle, or these aisles, there's sale items. So it's like coming down to getting down to making a decision here about something in your life. Let's see, the cheese was on sale, and the cheese was in glass jars, okay? And this represents you were interested in some cheese, and because they were in glass jars, it was allowing you to see what it is that you were considering buying, okay? But once again, it's repeating that choices need to be made here. Let's see, there were lots of people on the aisle in the beginning, and then you moved on down. You said they didn't have what you wanted, but you bought some cheese just the same. So this is saying that in some situation, you didn't get what you wanted exactly. You settled in this case. You know, you wanted some cheese, maybe you wanted some, blue cheese. Whatever the case was, you couldn't get that, so you have to make.
I'll tell you what, let's take a real short break, and we'll come back. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
All right.
Want to know what's on my coffee table? The latest issue of Fate Magazine. Hi, this is Rebecca. You know, Fate Magazine provides a one-of-a-kind reading experience. Published continuously since 1948, Fate is the only publication to consistently supply its loyal readership with a broad array of true accounts of the strange and unknown, from psychics and spiritualists to archaeological hotspots and fringe science, from authoritative UFO and paranormal investigations to readers' personal mystic experiences. Fate articles are factual, informative, and entertaining. Fate's unique mix serves the growing audience of people seeking both answers and entertainment. Find out more about Fate, and to subscribe, log on to www.fatemag.com or call 1-800-728-2730.
Get your intuitive reading from Rebecca. Call now to set up your appointment for a personal and private reading at 1-888-958-2768. That's 1-888-958-2768.
Don't forget to visit Rebecca's website. Find out all the latest Journeys news, upcoming guests, and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com and join in the journey.
Hey, what does this word make you think of? Tchaikovsky.
Gesundheit. So what's the word?
No, that is the word.
You lost me.
All right, who's Martha Graham?
She invented the graham cracker. Before her, there was only soda crackers.
Maybe they're not getting enough art. Kids who participate in the arts do better in school and in life. To learn more, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. Because all kids should get to appreciate Tchaikovsky's music and Martha Graham's dance. Art. Ask for more. A public service message brought to you by Americans for the Arts and the Ad Council.
And now, the best of Journeys with Rebecca.
Welcome back. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca. My guest here is Dreamwalker. And Dreamwalker was just in the middle of doing a dream interpretation about a lucid recurring dream that I was having, and we left off with the cheese aisle.
Exactly. Yes, for those of you, yeah, it sounds cheesy. Anyway, but we're right back
every
to this.
Every pun intended.
Every pun intended, absolutely. We're right back. So in this cheese aisle, when you couldn't get the cheese that you wanted, basically, you settled for a different cheese. So it's kind of what you wanted, but kind of not. And that was talking about something that you were going to be settling for in life, all right?
Okay.
And then, let's see what happened after that.
Then I went to the next aisle, which had the candles.
Right, you went to the next aisle, which had candles.
Lots of
candles.
Purple candles.
Pardon me?
Lots of purple candles.
Purple candles. Oh, that's interesting. The candles are talking about illumination, all right, because you light them, and they light up things around you, and you're able to see things a little bit more clearly. So this was talking about illumination or new understanding coming to you. And then there was lots of people up in the checkout earlier when you'd looked up there, And then when you got in line, there was no one in front of you, so you didn't have to wait. So this was showing basically this dream coming to completion, so to speak, that you'd made some decisions, you'd made some choices, and you were ready to check out with what it is, the decisions that you had made. So this is talking to me about the choices that you had made in the dream time and what issues you were going to be bringing into your waking reality later on. So by paying attention to the things that happened to you after you, you know, in the next couple of days after you've had this dream, you would probably be able to point out what this and that, you know, stood for, what the symbology was talking about.
Yeah, and as we have talked about it before, I look back on it and I can tell you that within a few days from that dream that I did have some choices that I made. It wasn't exactly what I wanted, but it was okay. Which comes back to that cheese thing. So,
exactly.
And it really wasn't negative at all, but it was like, okay, well, you can do this or you can do that. Well, I can't do that right now, so I'll have to do this first.
Right.
So, and it worked out real well, but I really find that this is just always a fun dream for me to have because I love going down those aisles. I just never know what I'm going to find on them. So,
exactly.
But it always starts the same and it always ends the same. The only thing that changes are those two aisles.
Right, and those are about the choices that you're making in your life at that particular time is what it represents.
Now,
that's why they change.
Okay. Now, I've had dreams before where I have woke up in the middle of a dream while I'm having it, and I'm in the dream with, in this case, I'm not going to tell you the whole dream because it's way too long, but there's another person in the dream, and we're having a conversation in this background, and this background happens to be a sacred place. So this dream is going on. I woke up in the middle of this dream, and it was like having a movie screen that was still playing out. I woke up, set up. I got up, walked around my room because I had never experienced anything quite like that before. It was like a holographic image, if you will,
right,
that just kept playing, and I was still hearing the conversation that was going on. I was still feeling what I was feeling, but I was also very surprised at the fact that this dream was still going on, and the dream self recognized the waking self that I was watching this, and so did the other person that was in this dream.
Right.
Very odd.
Yes, and this is called a dream within a dream. And there are times when people come awake in dreams, and what I mean by coming awake is they realize that they're dreaming. And in this particular case, you did exactly this, and it's called a lucid dream. And it allows you... there are some people that can actually pick up in the dream from there and manipulate what happens in the dream. And there are certain people that I've run across that have this gift. And I do call it a gift because in the Seth material, Seth says if you can manipulate your dream time, you will be manipulating your waking reality at the same time. So the implication here is that, hold it, you know, what if I dream that I'm going to go down to the boats and win lots of money and I start doing this on a regular basis? Then that opens up the avenue, according to Seth, for money to come to you. It might not necessarily be from the boat specifically, but like I said, it opens up a lot of different ways for money to come into your life.
Well, now that's really interesting because I, besides this dream, I've had dreams where I have, I call them the replay. I've replayed them over and over all night long. It's the same dream. It's like being caught in a loop.
Right.
And I change it every single time. It's like being at a chalkboard and taking all that information and erasing it, going, nope, I don't like that. So the dream starts over again.
Right.
And I play it all the way through and then get down to the end and I go, nope, I don't like that either.
Right. And this is an excellent example of what Seth talks about. He says that we work out probabilities in the dream time without the constraints of time. And like you could say, you could work out 100 different probabilities in what we would consider a snap of a fingers in our waking reality, and then we choose what's going to come into our waking reality. So that's a really excellent example of what we do at night when we're dreaming, and that's just part of it. I won't get into multidimensional reality. Maybe we'll do that on another show.
That would be good, because I think that's also very important, because, you know, that's all about the physics stuff, and, you know, I think if people can really grasp a hold of some of those concepts, it would be easier, because through educational process about the dreams, being able to go in and change my dreams. I wish I could do it all the time. Unfortunately, I don't do it all the time.
Right.
But when I'm aware that I'm having what I call that, I call it a loop dream because it keeps playing over and over and over. When I'm aware that I'm having it, there's a part of you, of course, that means you're lucid dreaming too, because you're aware of your dream. but I go in there and I change it. And I've had some situations in some dreams that was specifically directed towards my children.
Right.
And I've changed the ending of it, and it actually ended up being really good. So maybe that has to do with whatever the person's going on in their life that's really important to them, and then they would remember that. Maybe that's what that's about.
Right.
But, you know, I think dreams, first of all, I think dreams are pretty phenomenal. I pulled something off while I was, before we got ready for this interview, and it was from the BBC News, and they have a study now that they're using to solve the nightmare mystery. And, of course, they're coming at this from a very scientific point of view.
Right.
But they do recommend, and I think this is very cool, they do recommend a dream diary.
Excellent.
That people need to keep a diary of their dreams, and they're talking about the, you know, of course, the subject matter here is nightmares and about what they really constitute, but, of course, they don't really understand them themselves. But I think it's interesting that and this has just been recent. This has just been within the last couple of weeks. I pulled this off the BBC. So, you know, there's a lot of exploration out there, and dreams, I think, are just a phenomenal place for us to begin some exploration because it's our very personal time. It's something that we can relate to because it is our dreams. And, you know, unfortunately, we'll run out of time on this segment, but when we get back, we're going to make some really wonderful announcements. So stay tuned. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca. Welcome back. You're here with Journeys with Rebecca, and we are speaking with Dreamwalker. We've been talking an awful lot about dream interpretations, nightmares. We just left off talking about a BBC article. You know, I know you've had a lot of experience with your own personal clients that you do dream interpretations for, and I know that you have a couple of examples here that you might want to share with the audience so that we can learn a little bit more about, you know, different terminology and what dreams can do.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, I just finished my next article for the Kansas City Wellness Magazine with one of my clients, gave me just last night, as a matter of fact. And this one does what most dreams do, but this one did it a lot more in that it repeats the same information throughout the dream using different dream symbols. And in her dream, she was throwing a bunch of stuff into a dumpster. And then she sees a man throwing stuff that belonged to his wife in a dumpster. And then she looks at the man, and he's got white hair with a brown, dark mustache, but he looks really old. And then she looks at him a little bit more closely, and she sees that it's her ex-husband. So,
wow.
Yeah, and then it goes on a little bit further than that. Let's see, the next thing that came along was he told her that he was going to get a divorce. Well, in reality, the divorce had already happened, all right? And then he dies in the dream, all right? And then she goes on in the dream to, and she finishes the divorce for him, all right? So as we start at the top of the dream here, and I always break my dreams down into sentences. It's kind of like a divide and conquer thing. And then I leave a space in between them, and I use different colors of ink, like I'll use black and blue, so that I can look back later on and see which part was the dream and which part was the interpretation. At any rate, when she was throwing things into the dumpster, she was getting rid of old baggage, all right? And it talked about things coming to completion in her life. And then the man was throwing his wife's stuff into the dumper. It shows a man finding some completion or finding some closure in a situation. And this begins to repeat all the way down through the dream when she looks at him, and he's got white hair and a dark mustache, but he looks old to her. The old man in a dream, or old woman in a dream, usually is the, you know, the crone symbol, which means wisdom or enlightenment coming to someone. And that's what this dream basically brought to her. Then, let's see what happened after that. Then she goes on in the dream and realizes that it's her ex-husband, okay? And that's what the dream was about. It's about her relationship with her ex-husband and the entanglements that she still had with him. Then he goes on to tell her that he's going to divorce her, all right? And as I said, this has already happened in the waking reality. But once again, divorce talks about a situation coming to completion, and this is the part that I'm talking about that repeats over and over down throughout the dream, and then he dies once again. We have completion in this situation. And when he dies in this dream, she's seeing him in a different light because she sees him with white hair and sees him as old now in the dream. And also, when he dies in the dream, it shows that he's not going to be a part of her reality any longer, that she's letting go of that. And that was the baggage and the garbage, basically, that she was throwing away in the beginning of the dream. And then the fact at the end of the dream where she finishes the divorce for him, does, you know, goes through the lawyers and finishes the work for him, shows that she is finishing the work as far as her relationship with is concerned. And once again, it's pointing to completion here. And I told her, hey, you know, no matter how the dream felt, this is a good dream because it shows that you're letting go of your old entanglements with and your hopes that he's going to come back, that kind of thing, that he's gone, basically. And it's going to open the door for a new relationship. So that's just a little indicator of, you know, what I call a simple dream where the symbols are easy for people to understand.
That's absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, that gets right back to the same point we've been talking about over and over here, is that dream interpretation is not a literal translation.
Right.
It's filled with tons and tons of symbology and nuances. There's all kinds of things to take a look at that the normal person or the regular person that's not part of their life, you know, they could certainly have a lot of assistance through a person such as yourself, you know, to really discover what's going on, because dreams are, you know, I like dreams because they're that quiet time, because they belong only to you.
Right.
You're not interacting with anyone else except for yourself in the time that you're sleeping and having dreams. A lot of dream interpretation books out there, I would tell people to take it tongue-in-cheek, because you still have to figure out what your own symbology is according to what you believe. Like, you know, I always use the example, a red ball may not mean the same thing to any two people, but it shows up in a dream, you would need to figure out what that red ball would mean.
Right, and along those lines, when we're talking about dream dictionaries, Sandra Thompson has a little dream dictionary called the Cloud Nine Dream Dictionary, and it's a wonderful little dictionary, and I say that because if you look up one symbol, all right, say it's a train, she will have a whole paragraph there of possibilities that will fit into your dream, and it gives you an idea, because dream symbols are personalized, then, you know, the train could mean a different thing to different people. It could mean that, say, you're on the right track, or it could mean that you're headed in one direction only, you know, because a train normally doesn't back up a whole lot.
Right.
Those kind of things. So you look at when I'm using a dream dictionary, I only use it after I have done my interpretation of my dream. And maybe there's some symbol there that I'm just not sure or doesn't work for me or doesn't work in the context of the dream. And what I'll do is I'll go open up my dream dictionary then, instead of going and looking up every symbol, which is not going to help you interpret your dreams, because there's so many different choices to make there. But if you've already done the interpretation, then it makes it easier to go back. And then I'll be reading through, and like there'll be some part that'll be highlighted for me almost. It just lights up, and it fits perfectly into the context of the dream, and then I'll just write that down. And as far as people are concerned, if you want to know the meaning of your dream symbols, clear your mind and ask yourself, what is the first thing that comes to mind when I think of this person or this thing? And then simply write it down. Don't censor it. Just write it down.
Right. Put it in one of those journals. Now, you know, Stephen, Dreamwalker, why don't you tell everyone how they can get a hold of you?
Absolutely. I can be reached at area code 816-322-6931. And
what about email?
Email would be dream and the number 11 at earthlink.net.
Okay, now the other thing is they can also go to my website, www.journeyswithrebecca.com. Click on that link for the guest. They can also write you there. We want to also invite people to send us their dreams. We're going to have another show.
I'd like to thank my guests tonight for sharing their wonderful information and knowledge with us. And a special thanks goes out to you, the listeners. Now, you know, the guests I have on air are given the opportunity to share their viewpoints or ideas. Now, you and I have the opportunity of choice in regards to those ideas or viewpoints. Be sure to check in next week for more enlightening educational talk and discoveries. This is Rebecca of Journeys with Rebecca. Until we meet again, where will your life's journey take you? Many blessings and good night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.